Ahava blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support and guide us during these powerful times of activation of ascension in order for us to remember, embody, integrate our soul essence. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, a Reiki master energy and sound alchemist. And in this episode, we're going to dive into the watery energies of Scorpio full moon through a sound activation. So this is the sound activation for the energies of the full moon in Scorpio. And if you want to listen to the energetic update for this alignment, you can check that out after the sound activation. So this sound activation, we're going to focus on the mysteries of death, rebirth, and transformation, resurrection. Pluto and Scorpio and Mars, they have a lot to say. We have a lot of conjunctions, and it all has to do with our sense of power, our ability to empower ourselves, not from an egoic purpose, but from a soul perspective. So in order to do that, this sound activation is going to allow us to go within, to connect with our infinite selves, with our soul, on a cosmic womb level, and clear out, get some clarity on whatever needs to be cleared in order for us to step into deeper alignment with our soul mission, deeper alignment with our empowerment, and to have a better relationship with our power, with our ability to manifest and create worlds, because this is what we're doing here. We're every moment creating our experience. So we must really step into the responsibility that entails in order for us to really actualize and embody and live our soul, live as soul. So a little bit of housekeeping before we get rolling. If you are driving or operating heavy machinery, please don't try to meditate. Kind of goes without saying, but just in case, don't meditate. It's not a good time to meditate if you're driving or doing something that requires your absolute focus, okay? So let's be safe. Number two, I invite you to create a warm and expansive and safe container around you. So you can light a candle, you can burn some incense, some frankincense, some myrrh, or some basil, some rosemary, or whatever incense you like. You can light a candle, you can set some intentions. Make sure you will be undisturbed for about the next hour or so. You can be seated or lying down. I do recommend a lying down position just simply because some people will go out of their body in a good way and they won't, they won't be able to actually stay seated. So this is more of a journey, an alchemical sound journey with the singing bowls, the alchemy singing bowls as your guides. And we're also going to connect with the Pleiadian energies because we are in the Pleiadian alignment on May 14th through the 24th, and that's right after the full moon. And one more thing, if you are listening to this on a platform like iHeartRadio, please switch to a platform that does not cut into the body of this episode with advertisements. There's a very important reason for this. This is an energetic healing. It is an energetic transmission. This sound is very, very powerful, particularly these alchemy bowls. And we don't need or desire or call in squirrely energy when we're in the middle of going deep into communing with our soul. So if you are on iHeartRadio or another platform that cuts into the body of this episode with advertisements, please switch to my website, sophianiccreation.com/podcasts with an S. You can listen for free as many times as you want, no squirrely bullshit. Or you can switch to a platform that you know this does not cut into the body of the episode with advertisements. So just relax. All you need to do is be open to receive. Long, deep breathing, eyes closed. You can have an eye mask if you'd like. If you tend to get cold, you can have a little blanket. Just make yourself nice and cozy and cocooned. And Let's see if there's anything I forgot. Oh, yes. You may experience tingling or kind of a sensation somewhere in your body, or you may kind of feel a little loopy or kind of like not in your body, or you may experience like an old memory that comes in that you haven't thought about in 15, 20, 35 years, or you can have like a little bit of a pain. Just breathe. It is all part of the process. Whatever is coming up for us to heal, to activate, to basically sort out whatever needs to be sorted out through that experience. So just, I invite you to just go along with the energy and really allow yourself to feel into your body when you, if you happen to feel that. Not everyone feels that. Most people just kind of go through it and just may remember a few things, they may not. If you fall asleep, it's also a good thing. So sometimes our spirit guides need to knock us out so we're not in the monkey mind. So however you're doing this, if you're just approaching this with reverence and with sincere intention, it will be exactly what you need in order to elevate you and your consciousness. So without further ado, let's get rolling. A long deep breathing. You can have your right hand on your heart, your left on your womb space, or you can have both your palms up at your sides, palms up to receive the energy, or you can have both of them on your heart, however you feel comfortable. Breathing deeply into the heart and into the womb space. And gentlemen, you also have a womb space, so just breathe into your belly. It's your hara. It's energetic. Tune in to how your body feels in this moment. You may have a bit of a twinkle or a twinge in your leg. Just breathe into it, or in your neck. I call in Archangel Raphael, healer of mind and body. I call in your healing energy, asking that you fill our beings with the breath of life, the hay, the haye. That you bless us with deep awareness, healing, mental clarity, as we breathe in the sacred golden light of the divine, of Shekhinah, with every breath going deeper. I call on El Shaddai to activate the power of the word. Of the south, the element of water, the Maya. I call upon the Maya, the waters, and the Mayim and the Shemayim, the higher and the lower waters of creation, asking them to flow through us, nurturing, nourishing, purifying, cleansing our hearts and our womb spaces. Teach us the wisdom of water, of ease, of flow, of abundance, fertility, creation, healing, aligning with wisdom, as I call on Archangel Gabriel, bringer of intuition and emotional clarity, I call in your compassionate energy, asking that you guide us into deep alignment with our intuition, awakening within us new abilities to perceive, to receive, wisdom, to embody wisdom. Bless us with healing as I call upon El Shaddai to activate the divine feminine codes within us. I call in the direction of the east, the element of fire, the Nukhra. I call upon the Nukhra to burn clean what is stagnant and dense in our energy fields, alchemizing and transmuting it into light. Teach us the wisdom of fire, of alchemy, of transformation, of transmutation. I call upon Archangel Uriel, keeper of the fire, illuminator of truth. I call in your passionate energy, asking that you guide us into alignment with truth, into deeper awakening, purifying our energy field of all that is not in alignment with our highest good. Strengthening our connection to the truth, our ability to hear, receive, perceive the truth, embody it. As I call on El Shaddai to activate the Chuba within us, the sacred flame of holy desire, desire that is in alignment with our soul, with the divine. In the direction of the west, the element of earth, the Arha. I call upon the Arha to bring us grounding, stability, safety, protection, security. Teach us the wisdom of the earth, the wisdom of the lands upon which we walk. Allow us to live in greater reverence and harmony with the earth, activating the ley lines and the vortices beneath our feet as we aid humanity and Gaia in this ascension journey. I call upon Archangel Michael, protector of the earth. I call in your protective energy. Ground us in your strength and courage. Shield us with your mighty power, allowing the blue flame to form a cocoon of blue flame, a cobalt blue fire around us, around our space, alchemizing and purifying any dense energies that are not in alignment with the light. I call on El Shaddai to purify our physical vessel and bless our creations. I call in Mary Magdalene Kala Mashiach and Yeshua Mashiach, Mother Mary, Grandmother Anna, light beings of the Desert Rose lineage. I call upon the Pleiadian frequencies, the Hathors, the Seven Sisters, asking that they bless us with healing, activating our energy field, the sacred geometry of our souls. Call in the energies of Taurus and Venus, the Pe and the Vav, as we are in the Taurus Iyar lunar cycle, and I call in the energies of this full moon in Scorpio. I call upon our spirit guides, angels and archangels, light beings of the highest vibrations of unconditional love, ascended beings who wish to be in this space with us, guiding us, supporting us. I call on the Divine Mother, Father, God, Goddess, Alaha, and the golden light of Shekhinah, the divine feminine emanation of the divine, of God, Goddess, allowing her golden light to begin streaming in from the cosmos through the portal of the sun, past the orbits of Mercury and Venus into the Earth's atmosphere, through the clouds and sky above you, through the ceiling, and into the Heter. The top of your head, the crown chakra. Allowing the golden light to purify and strengthen your connection to the divine, to soul, to the infinite, to infinite oneness. Breathing the golden light into the Heter. And from the Heter, breathing the golden light to the right of your right ear, to the Chokhmah, and to the left of the left ear, into Bina. Wisdom and understanding. Activating the third eye, the Ajna chakra. Allowing ourselves to open, allowing the infinite light of Shekhinah, her golden energy, to clear away any veils, any distortions around our inner vision, anywhere we don't trust our intuition, any karmas. In lifetimes where our gift of sight, of intuition was misused, was abused, was rejected, resented, where we were punished, allow the golden light to bring healing, peace, serenity, and clarity to these lifetimes. And as we clear and bring light to those spaces, we remember and activate deeper vision, deeper intuition, a stronger alignment with the inner knowing that pulses through our beings. Dissolving fear, misunderstanding, confusion, as we strengthen our ability to ground our sacred gifts into our sacred vessel, And from the Bina, breathe the golden light into the Hesed, to the right of the right shoulder, and the Gevura, to the left of the left shoulder. Breathing the golden light into these two Sefirots. Activating the throat chakra and clearing away gag orders, vows of silence, religious vows, anywhere that we have allowed ourselves to believe the myth that it is better to remain silent. Clearing these from your throat, any collars, any shame, any guilt in expressing your truth. Allow the golden light to come into those spaces. Strengthening our connection to our voice, to our expression, to the free, unauthentic, and unfettered expression of our voice, of our mission, of our truth, aligning with our heart, with the divine, strengthening the authentic expression of the voice, of the soul through the voice. As we clear away guilt, shame, heartache, resentment, any pain, loss, heartache, heartbreak, anywhere we don't feel loved, bring in the golden light of Shekhinah. Knowing that the Divine Mother Father loves us infinitely, unconditionally, just as we are, bring the golden light into the heart. To receive love, to ourselves loved. Dissolving the walls around our heart, as we breathe in more of this divine love light into the heart. From the Tiferet, we breathe the golden light into the Netzach, to the right of your right hip area, left of the left hip to Hod, bringing in the golden light into the Netzach and the Hod, activating the solar plexus. Feeling yourself filled with golden light. As we take this time to clear away any cords, any hooks, any stuck energy, anywhere that we have given our power to anything, anyone outside of us, be it knowingly, unknowingly, consciously, unconsciously, subconsciously, allow all of these energetic agreements to be dissolved, transmuted by the golden light. And any religious vows, any ordinations, any agreements, to be surrendered into the light and alchemized. As we strengthen our connection to our power, our sovereignty, our self-mastery, allowing the ego to be in service to the soul, to the divine. As the ego becomes in alignment with serving the light and your soul, we activate the higher I am, the I am that is in oneness with the infinite. Thank you. sod into the waters of your womb. Energetic or physical. If you are a woman, you have both, so breathe the golden light into the energetic and physical womb spaces, clearing away the waters of the yesod, of any programs, any limiting beliefs, any pain, any loss. Betrayals, abuse, and misuse of our sacred sexual energy. Allow the golden light to come into these spaces, rendering yourself whole, pure, sovereign. As we reclaim sovereignty over our sexual creative power, our sacred energy. Breathing the golden light into the yesod. Bringing love, beauty, harmony into our wombs. Allowing the sacred waters to nourish the seeds of our intention. And from this space, we bring the golden light into the Malchut. Feeling your feet anchored on the earth. As we clear fear, doubt, anxiety, scarcity programs, lack, limitations from the root chakra, fear in particular, allow these spaces to be filled with the golden light, feeling safe, confident, comfortable, secure, as we strengthen our connection to our physical incarnation, to our body, to the sacred vessel we chose for this life. Strengthening our connection to the earth, to the elemental realms, to the dragon ley lines, to the ley lines of the earth, breathing the golden light, feeling grounded, safe, secure. Every sefirot, into every center, into the waters of the yesod. and in these sacred waters, we begin to envision an umbilical cord of golden light taking shape and form. And from the waters of the Yasod, allowing this energetic umbilical cord of golden light to extend down through the body, through the physical energy fields, connecting you to the Earth Star Chakra beneath your feet, to the ley lines and the vortices of the Earth, and traveling down through the layers of Gaia, through the aquifers and the rock and the sand, down through the most ancient layers, until your golden umbilical cord of light reaches the crystalline womb space of Gaia. Allow your connection to her crystalline womb space. Allow it to strengthen you as you strengthen her, knowing and being in full gratitude for the blessing of the sacred energy of Gaia, for the abundance, the security, the home that she provides for our physical vessel, for our incarnation. Whatever needs to be shed, whatever we need to let go of, allow it to be surrendered into her crystalline womb space. Allow her to alchemize any denseness, any limiting beliefs, whatever we must free ourselves from. Allow her to clear it, just as our physical mother cleared us when we were in the womb space, in her womb. Breathe into the womb of Gaia. And whatever you shed into her, she alchemizes into light. So envision Sami, envision brilliant diamond light, an infinite ray of diamond white light intertwining with the golden light of Shekhinah and making its way up your umbilical cord of golden light. Breathing deeply as the diamond white light of Gaia and the golden light of Shekhinah intertwine, activating the Earth Star Chakra and the Sephirot in your vessel, connecting you as the sacred channel between the cosmic light, the divine, and the earth. Feel yourself as the Vav, that tunnel, that anchoring, that sacred vessel of infinite light. As we envision a magenta flame in the Yesod, a turquoise flame in the high heart and heart, and a violet flame at the Ajna chakra, the third eye. bring your entire being into the magenta flame in the waters of your yesod, in the waters of your womb. Feel the magenta flame all around you, encompassing you, purifying you, warming you. And within this flame, all of our guides are with us, the Pleiadian frequencies, the Hathors. And one of the golden Hathor steps forward, opening a portal. As we step through the portal, feeling yourself expand in your sacred union with Ima Ila, with the cosmic womb, the cosmic mother, cocooned in her sacred darkness of the womb. Infinite womb, breathe, and in this moment, allowing this union, calling in whatever needs to come through, wisdom, healing, activations. We open Ephata, Ephata, Ephata. your physical vessel. And as we feel ourselves coming back into form, feeling our spirit guides and angels and the Hathors around us, one of the Hathors once again steps forward, opening a portal of infinite diamond light, allowing us to journey back into the cocoon of the magenta flame in the waters of the Yesod. Feel yourself crossing the threshold, breathing into the magenta flame in the waters of your Yesod, your sacred womb. From the magenta flame, from these waters, these sacred waters of your cosmic womb that is within you, feel yourself expand to fit every organ, muscle, bone, marrow, fiber, hair, every cell in your body. Feel yourself inhabit every single one of your trillion cells, feeling the light in every part of your physical and energetic being. Feeling yourself expansive in your physical vessel. You can wiggle your fingers and your toes and turn on your right side if that feels good, or you can just remain in your same position, allowing yourself this time to integrate all that you have received. As we give thanks to our spirit guides, to the angels and archangels, the light beings of the highest vibrations of unconditional love, to the direction of the north element of air, the Ruhau, Archangel Raphael, to the south, the water, the Maya, the Mayim, and the Shemayim, and Archangel Gabriel, to the east, the earth, the Arha, Archangel Michael, in gratitude to the energies of this Scorpio full moon, to the Taurus Iyar lunar cycle, Venus, the Hathors, the Vav, the Pei, Mary Magdalene, Kala Mashiha, Yeshua Mashiha, Mother Mary, Grandmother Anna, light beings of the Desert Rose lineage, Pleiadian frequencies, light beings of the highest vibrations of love, of light. We thank you. As we give thanks to the Divine Mother, Father, God, Goddess, Alaha, to the Shekhinah in her golden light, to ourselves in this sacred container, breathing deeply. Present moment, in this here and now, Wiggle your fingers and your toes. And open your eyes when you are ready. Ahava. I thank you for joining me on this sacred sound journey. It was potent and very, very beautiful. So I do hope that you enjoyed it. If you did, please give this episode a thumbs up, write a review, 5 stars. You can find me on social media at Aurea Lara and at Sofiane, at Aurea Lara. And you can find me on at Embodying the Shekhinah on Instagram as well. You can find me on YouTube at Aurea Lara as well. And of course, you can visit my website, sofianiccreation.com/podcast, to take a listen to other podcast episodes or listen on your favorite platform. Don't forget to subscribe, to follow, to share. All of that helps. And I do love hearing from you. So if anything came up, if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me. I'm wishing you a very, very blessed full moon in the sign of Scorpio. Remember, it's all about transformation, death, rebirth, resurrection. And if you have not listened to the energies, the episode on the energetics of this full moon, please do check that out. Make sure you drink plenty of water. Ground, eat nourishing foods, go out in nature, hug a tree, go to the beach, take a salt bath, journal, integrate, allow yourself to receive all of the wisdom from this activation. I'm sure a lot has come through. So don't forget to pay attention to your dreams and pay attention to your soul. Your soul speaks to you all the time, as does the divine. So listen, pay attention. I'm sending you all lots and lots of love. Have a blessed full moon. I will see you in the next episode. Ahava. Blessings.